Trent Green coming back with, what, 102 yards passing. And yet they found a way to win. They found a way to get, you know, it done in the last few minutes.
Well, the game plan was he hadn't played in, what, about 2 months. And so they thought he'd be a little rusty. Jeez. And I knew that they'd have a safe pass the first one he threw, and it was. It was a quick screen to the flanker that was about 1 yard pass, and just to get him going. But he only threw the ball 4 times in the first half. What happened was they got the ball. When the first time they got the ball, they're marching down the field. They had a drive, I think, of either 10 or 11 plays, and there was only one pass in that drive, and they scored a touchdown. And looked like this is going to be it, the heavy dose of Larry Johnson. And why not when you got a makeshift offensive line? They had different people out there. They had Kyle Turley, who is a tackle. He played tackle sometimes, but they had a formation where he was the tight end. And then the guy next to him was Jason Dunn. Now, you got two tackles. In fact, Jason Dunn, the tight end, is heavier than Kyle Turley. And the other team hadn't seen that formation, and they were able to capitalize on it with some good yardage during the football game. But it was one of those classic Raider-Chiefs games, as you're well aware of, that got down to the last quarter, the last drive, is who was going to win, who was going to lose. Kansas City was down, and they needed a score, and they got the score. And then here comes the Raiders back. And during that drive, though, Trent Green was the key to that particular successful drive. He hit Eddie Kennison on a beautiful pass. It was a post-flag move that he threw it over the defensive guy's head into the arms of Kennison before he got 2 feet inbounds and then out of bounds. And then he hit another wide receiver, Parker, on about a 15 or 16-yard curl pattern that got him down inside the 10-yard line, and then Larry Johnson took over. But it made it very exciting. And during that drive, Nick, and you can appreciate this because the Raiders are known for penalties and shooting themselves in the foot. Fourth down and a yard to go. Kansas City was down, so they went for it. And they made 2 yards, but in the process, one of those big defensive linemen grabbed the face mask of Larry Johnson. It was a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty that got Kansas City in great field position. And then at the end of the game, here come the Raiders. They're inside the 10-yard line with 32 seconds to go. First down, and they tried to hit Randy Moss in the back of the end zone. Ill-advised throw by Brooks, the quarterback, and it was intercepted by a young rookie for Kansas City, Page. And that was the only turnover in the entire ball game. And when I look at all of these games that played on Sunday and Monday, and you look down at a couple of things, one is turnovers, and the other is penalties. And tells the story a lot about why a team won or why a team lost. So Kansas City is very lucky to get out with a win there, but it was a win.